So we're continuing to interview the candidates for the September 2nd preliminary election here on AM Quincy. For the race for a councillor at large, there are eight candidates for the three seats that are on the ballot, and one of them is joining us today, Hannah Kaplan. Nice to meet you, Hannah. Thanks for coming over.
Thank you, Joe. Nice to meet you as well.
Pleasure. Thought we'd get to know you a little bit better. First time that we've really met and chatted, so your new name, a new face. Tell me a little bit about Hannah Kaplan.
So I'm very happy to be here this morning. Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome.
So my name is Hannah. I'm originally from Santa Monica, California. I grew up with a younger sister who is now a dedicated midwife. I am so proud of her. And I moved to Quincy shortly after my parents' divorce, which was an experience that needed a lot of resilience and independence at a young age. Mm. So shortly after moving here, I pursued my education, and I graduated from Quincy College and received an associate's in paralegal studies. And then I also had an opportunity through that to intern for the Quincy District Courthouse, which, you know, was essentially the start of my professional career, and I enjoyed it very much. I also work with Alba Restaurant, mm-hmm. Hosting dinner service and working and supporting a variety of local and charitable events. I sincerely enjoy every evening I spend with the restaurant and every relationship that I've built that I would now consider lifelong friendships.
Yeah, you meet a lot of people, I'm sure, at Alba. Lots. It's a very popular hotspot in Quincy Center, for sure. How long have you been in Quincy, Hannah?
I've been in Quincy most of my adult life, so a little over 10 years now.
Okay, all right. Did you continue your education after Quincy College?
I did.
Yeah.
I graduated with a bachelor's degree from University of Massachusetts Boston with a focus in philosophy, law, and ethics.
Okay.
And that was also a great experience.
Yep.
So I've worked several legal positions, and I've acquired a great experience from every position I've been put in.
Is law school the next step, perhaps?
I've definitely considered it.
All right.
I would be excited if that was a path that I would be on.
Sure. But for right now, you're running for elective office here in Quincy. Yeah, first time running.
Yes, my main focus.
Is this your first time?
Yes, my first time.
Okay, all right. So what was the thought behind that? Why are you running for councillor at large?
I think my voice will bring a valuable perspective, and I'm able to, you know, put my strengths and grow with the city that I love. So I think that my ability to adapt and understand and communicate clearly will be a strength in this position.
It's an essential skill for a lawyer, right? Is communication.
I would say so.
Yeah, absolutely. What kinds of things do you would like to focus on if you are elected? And what type of changes or improvements would you like to make?
Yeah, I would like to focus on transparency and improving communication and just having an understanding on various issues so that everyone, both the residents and leadership, has a better understanding of all sides and all voices.
What kinds of things have folks, I mean, you had to go out, knock on doors, right? meet people and explain your campaign. What were they saying to you?
Yeah, several residents shared a variety of different things, and I have enjoyed speaking to them. So, you know, and everybody has a different perspective on different issues, and I think all are important equally, because this brings more light to every issue that we may be presented with, and different perspectives bring maybe ideas and thoughts that we may not have thought of prior.
Inevitably, some of the things that come up in Quincy are traffic, right? Development.
Yeah.
Do you have feelings about those areas?
Yeah, so regarding the topic of development, I think development is necessary. I think that in many ways, change is inevitable and necessary. I think the city of Quincy has a lot of strengths that we already possess. And with that said, I think if any developments that should come, should it enhance the existing strength of the city and not take away from what we already have.
Mm-hmm. So responsible or smart development, is that a good way, do you think, to describe how you feel?
I think so.
Okay, so you're not against development, you're just want it to be done correctly.
Yes, yeah. I think that there's a way to combine those and have a balance.
That, of course, increases traffic. That's one of the first issues, right, that folks bring up. Do you have thoughts about that?
Traffic? Traffic can always be better.
Sure.
Joe. Yeah. And I think that we could, develop more communication on that and, with any future projects, or we could just kind of give updates and timelines on, what kind of, how long will the construction be, what roads are going to be blocked off, et cetera.
Okay, so I guess on that topic of communication, that seems to be important to you, how would you communicate with your constituents if you're elected? Yeah.
I have thought about that, and I think through various, both online, an online platform would be awesome, as well as maybe like a round table or committee meetings to establish like exactly what the thoughts are and allow people a chance to come together and be updated efficiently.
You mentioned transparency also. So how would you kind of work to make the council more transparent?
I think that I naturally provide like a pretty clear approach in how I communicate. Mm-hmm. So I would take whatever issue and just voice that from what my understanding is and try to explain the best that I could.
Yeah, so you're not afraid to speak up?
No,
speak
not
your mind.
At all.
Okay, so if you have an issue, you will. On the council, you'll raise your hand and say, yes, Council President, I have a comment about that.
I would.
Yeah. So would you be open to hearing constituents on a one-on-one level, in a community meeting type setting?
Yeah, I would absolutely be open to that. I think that would be a great thing because, again, it provides everyone a chance to have a voice on what matters to them.
Was there a single instance, Hannah, or issue or development that said, hey, I think I want to run for council and make that better or change that?
Yeah, I don't think there was one issue that stood out to me specifically, but I think that given my character and the issues that are currently present, I think I have a good understanding and ability to understand both sides, and that was kind of my initial beginning to wanting to be in this position.
Okay, kind of like a mediator between the public and elected officials? Is that kind of how you see yourself? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. From your law training, I'm guessing, right? being able to mitigate and negotiate.
Yeah.
How do you think? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No.
Yeah.
I think that it's a great thing. I think that that's when you build relationships.
Yeah.
I think that when you look at the foundation of how they're built and what's really important is listening and being able to understand what someone is saying and then providing feedback and, bringing new ideas and trying to incorporate other ideas into other, combine everyone's ideas so that you can make something really great.
Yeah, yeah. The city, as you know, is pretty diverse in terms of its demographic makeup.
It is.
And I'm sure you've met folks from all walks of life, right? Do you think the council does a good job now of incorporating, you know, the whole demographic into city government, or do you have thoughts about making that better?
I think the city leadership has done a great job with what they have, you know, been doing, and I think that, you know, I've had the chance to see the city grow into, you know, more beautiful in the time that I've been here, mm-hmm. and I think that they've done a really great job.
One of the main goals or jobs of the councilor is, of course, voting on the city budget. So how would you kind of describe yourself when it comes to finances or money or spending?
Sure. I would say that I lean conservative, okay. with the fact that I think that purchases made in value are also worth it if they wouldn't be, let's say, if there's a cost a little bit more, they would still be seen as valuable.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so not wasteful, but something that will enhance the quality of life for the citizens.
Correct.
So, you know, big ticket projects that are underway now, of course, the new public safety complex is probably the biggest at the moment. Mm. There have been several new schools. There's another one coming down the pipeline. So would those be considered valuable expenditures in your mind?
I think that they absolutely, yeah.
Okay. And thoughts going forward in terms of what the city needs for, you know, other major expenses? Do you have ideas for that?
For other major expenses?
Mm-hmm. In terms of new buildings or new services?
I haven't looked into exactly what other buildings that we would need,
okay.
at the moment,
okay.
But I could definitely get back on that one.
Sure. Okay. All right. Yeah. Going forward for the campaign, what's the game plan?
Moving forward, I'm going to continue to canvass, mm. and so far it's been a really humbling and self-reflective experience.
Really?
I've truly enjoyed it, and I've met a lot of people, and they've shared a lot of different stories, mm. and I've grown a lot and learned a lot myself through it, so it's been a good time.
Yeah, what have you learned about Quincy that maybe you didn't know before this process?
You know, there's so many things.
Really?
That I've learned. For one, it's big. It's, you know, while you're walking.
Sure. You're running for at large, so you have to cover the whole city, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, but it's been a good time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What have you learned about yourself in this process?
I have learned that, you know, I'm a strong person, mm. and my voice is valuable, and I just really look forward to being able to contribute back to the city I love so much.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to let folks know about right now?
Let me see.
We have to make sure we get it all in there for folks.
Not at the moment.
Okay, all right, but they can go to your website, right?
They can, yeah.
Okay, which is what?
Website is hannahkaplan.org.
Okay, and social media, are you active there?
Yeah, my email is campaign@hannahkaplan.org.
Okay, very good. Anybody you'd like to thank on your campaign, Hannah, that's helping
I want to say thank you to you, and I want to say thank you to, you know, the viewers and the residents and everyone who's helped me, and best wishes to all the candidates.
Great. Well, thanks for your time. Appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again during the campaign.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We'll see you next time.